From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Lately, Floridians have seen an increasing number of lawmakers get in the water. Several members of Congress from South Florida are scheduled to be at Port Everglades this morning to discuss the expansion of the port and how a recently passed bipartisan bill affects that project. Meanwhile, West Palm Beach recently hosted a panel discussion on water conservation and legislation passed at the state level to try to improve conditions in the Everglades. WLRN's Lisanne Ramos was there.
The Arthur R. Marshall Foundation for the Everglades, the League of Women Voters of Palm Beach County, and Oxbridge Academy hosted the event. According to all three, the legislature did a fair job with water issues this year. They gave millions of dollars for Everglades restoration projects, drinking water issues, and lake cleanups. Todd Bondlaron handles legislative affairs for Palm Beach County. He says the legislature didn't pay enough attention to the over 900 Florida springs.
And in the area of springs, I think the legislature sort of took a baby step. And while they put $30 million towards some of the spring cleanups that they were looking at doing, I think that they kicked the can to the next legislature to deal with those particular issues.
Another issue that came up was sea level rise. Tommy Stroud works for the Lake Worth Drainage District.
We're just coming to a point technologically that we're recognizing that that risk is there, and we now have to understand what level of risk, to what degree is increasing seas going to diminish our capacity to have fresh water. And quite honestly, some of the technologies to do those evaluations are just now coming to light.
Mark Pafford, CEO of the Marshall Foundation for the Everglades, attributes legislative action to the pressure that environmental groups and concerned constituents have put on state legislatures. Pafford believes that in the coming decades, their influence will continue to play a big part in Florida state sessions. I'm Lisanne Ramos in West Palm Beach.
On the subject of water, Jacques Cousteau's grandson is entering the second half of his 31-day underwater living experiment in the Florida Keys. Fabien Cousteau and a team of researchers dove on June 1st to Aquarius Reef Base to study the coral reef. Aquarius allows scientists to live and work underwater and scuba dive without needing to return to the surface or decompress. Cousteau told NPR's Marketplace that Aquarius is technology that would have delighted his grandfather.
You know, my grandfather dreamed of a day where he could speak live to the world from underwater. And unfortunately, his time passed before that technology existed. But we're here now, and this technology is, in essence, another tool that gives us an enhanced reach in a way that he only dreamed.
And as long as he's down there, Cousteau has been passing on his newfound knowledge. He's been holding online chats with classrooms worldwide. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.